You can go first. I hit record. It's ready to go.
Huh.
Test the levels.
Donka Shane, darling, Donka Shane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yo, you're coming in real nice there. Let me see if... good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ricardo Gonzalo Pedro Montalbani Marino of Fantasy Island fame. And with me in the studio is Hervé Chavez. Yes, Hervé is here as well. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Hervé. Yeah, this all sounds pretty good. That's not the right intro music. Here we go. Off to a cracking good start.
Tonight, I can feel the seasons changing. I can feel it down in my plums. With a bluish hue to them. About to take them to the farmer's market. Ready for the picking. My plums. Glistening in the sunlight. Take them to the market. Special two plums for one. Welcome to JBC.
I like how you did that there. Like, welcome to JBC. I think we should always talk like that. Like, you go to the grocery store, and Lisa says, did you find everything you're looking for? And you're like, I couldn't find apples. Oh, were they right? I don't really need them.
I see that you've got the Fijis here, but I don't see the Granny Smiths. Where are the Granny Smiths? I like the green apples.
I like the green ones. Gonna watch the hockey game later.
See, you're wrapped up in doing a stupid intro and I forget the actual information. Like, my name is Joe Neal. This is my brother from another mother but the same grandmother, Jason Mark.
Actually,
welcome
no, sorry.
To Just Be Cousins, the podcast.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you there, Joe. I am not Jason Mark. I am indeed Ricardo Gonzalo Pedro Montalbani Marino of Fantasy Island fame. And with yes. Okay, Hervé. Did you die in like... God damn it. Did you die in 1993, you little shit? Okay.
Could you say your name again?
Yes, my name is Ricardo Gonzalo Pedro Montalbani Marino.
Okay.
A lot of people know me as Ricardo Montalban. I am the one who told you about the soft Corinthian leather in the Chryslers that you bought back in the 80s. And, of course, I was on Star Trek. And
yes, he played. You played Khan.
I was Khan Noonland Singh,
with fake tits. Well, fake pecs. Those were fake.
Okay,
that wasn't his real chest.
Here's the thing. I've always wanted to set this straight. That was my real chest, but the accent was fake. That's the thing. A lot of people don't know that about me. Yeah. I mean, I was born in Mako, but I live. I died in 2009, but up until that point, I lived in the United States, and I'm an actor, and that's what we do. We put on accents and things like that. I mean, accent, actor. You see how they sound? They start the same.
Yeah, I understand how that works.
Even when I was in Spy Kids.
I can't stick with this. I know maybe this is some improv exercise here, but I can't. I've got to just say it. You are not Ricardo Montalban. You are Jason Mark, but you're playing Ricardo Montalban.
Okay.
Because you, Jason Mark, are also an actor, and you're acting like an actor.
All cards
on
the
table. I'm just letting the cat out of the bag.
Well, let's put the cat back in the ring for a second.
Okay.
And just real quick, the all cards on the table. Yes, this is Jason Mark. Sorry if anybody was confused. I was pretending. But my real name is actually my full name. I'm not just Jason Mark. My full name is Jason Ricardo Gonzalo Pedro Montalbani Marino Mark.
Okay. Well, now that we've cleared it up. Actually, that's funny you bring that up because I noticed that there was with some of our guests. Well, for our listener might remember last episode, my father came back to the show and it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And he, like many of our guests, the nicknames start to like build and change and evolve. And for instance, your dad, my uncle, I think he started off as just Lee Daniels and then it kind of morphed into like Danger Lee Daniels. My dad. Anyway, I realized after Dad was on the show that we've messed around with his stupid nickname so much over mm-hmm. the course of his his involvement with the show.
Yeah.
That I tried to put together all of the nicknames, and it's even longer. It's even longer than your full name.
But, really?
Yeah. This is a combination of all the different names that we've used for my dad. Ready? The Steamroller Double Barrel Dougie Fresh Leon Daryl Doorway to Hell Edwards III.
That's awesome. That is the best thing I've ever heard. That's even better because my full name, Jason Ricardo Gonzalo Pedro Montemani Marino, KSG, Mark. The KSG stands for, you know, the fact that I was knighted as a Pontifical Question Order of St. Gregory the Great. Even that doesn't even compare to what you just rattled off. Could you say that again?
Yeah, well, so my father is also known as the Steamroller Double Barrel Dougie Fresh Leon Daryl Doorway to Hell Edwards III, Esquire.
That's just so great.
You could also add some other stuff in there, you know. The Steamroller Dr. Reverend Double Barrel Dougie Fresh Leon Doorway to Hell Edwards Daryl III, Esquire.
Yeah, yeah, you could add
okay, the you know, I need to quit while I'm ahead.
I like
but
it.
But you know what? He's just got a real fascinating name when you put all the nicknames together.
You do. He does.
I don't know if our listener recognizes this, but we don't have a theme. We're going to be doing what we call affectionately a jeans show or a denim show.
We
used to call them bareback shows, raw shows, naked shows.
Naked shows.
Unplugged.
Unplugged.
Unhinged.
You said unhinged, I thought you were going to say uncut, and then I was thinking about uncut and bareback, and anyway, this just got all kinds of weird, not weird, but erotic things in my head, but what were we talking
anyway,
about?
So wish us luck, listener.
We don't have a theme. But what about fall? Don't you want to talk about autumn? On my notes page here, I drew a picture of a leaf while you were talking.
Well, I think that's one thing that we could bring up, because it's, didn't you... You told me, or you texted me the other day, you made me aware that it was the autumnal equinox. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was on Saturday, was the autumnal equinox.
Mm-hmm. That's not a solstice.
No.
You pagans out there.
No.
That's an equinox.
It's an equinox. Now, there's also, I can't remember what it's called. There's the equinox, and then there's the, I'm going to look it up.
Well, there's the solstice.
Yeah, yeah.
And the equinox, and then you said there's another one? There's
some
other...
Yeah, I'm going to try to type this as quietly as possible so nobody hears the clicking.
Charlie Brown.
Here we go. Okay, I'm just real quick, quiet. Oh, okay, so there's the equinox, right? There's also the aspartame bison. There's, of course, the sacred cow, anyway. And
sacred cow.
Yeah.
I like that for some reason, because I'm fucking sick in the head. Go ahead.
And the fructus buffalo, the buffa fructalo. Nailed it. Buffa fructalo is the name of tonight's buffalo. Buffa fructalo. I'm going to write that down. Okay.
Risking utter boredom, could you explain those things to us?
Nope. I'm not following that.
I only
that.
Said utter because you had mentioned sacra cow.
Yeah,
I think
no,
the utter of the sacra cow all those is probably.
Yeah, all those aminals, I think, got utters, and the female ones anyway, and some of the more adventurous male ones. But no, I'm not following the utter with more explanation. That's what you get. We got equinox, saccharid cow, the aspartibison, and the buffa fructalo. So,
an aspartibison? What is that, like a diet bison?
Yeah, so is the equinox, so is the sacra cow, and the buffa fructalo. They're all diet.
I just didn't know that they offered diet sugar-free bison.
They're all
bison sugar-free, I guess. So.
They're all low cow bovines. And the one that we're talking about, the equinox, is the one you have in, now, fall, autumn. Last Saturday. Yeah.
So maybe we can discuss some things about fall and autumn. Like what that makes me think of.
Yeah.
Every time the end of summer creeps in and then drops upon us.
Yeah.
That's about as poetic as I'm going to get.
Pretty
and it's not
poetic.
Very poetic.
No,
but every time this time of year comes around, I think of summer's over and like school's back in session, even though I don't go to school anymore.
Yeah.
But that's the first thing that comes to my head. Like, okay, all the kids are going back to school. It just makes me think of school.
Okay.
School. School's back. It's school time.
Back. Yeah.
And I think of things like Ferris Bueller, because to me, Ferris Bueller, when I was growing up, Ferris Bueller and school go together in my head, because I feel like the way I coped with school was to kind of Buellerize it, like to let me see if I can explain. I liked the idea of Ferris Bueller because he was kind of, he didn't take it seriously, and he kind of, you know, he just gave the middle finger to the whole thing, and yet he was some kind of, he just slid through the situation with total success,
with aplomb.
Yeah. So I don't know. Fall makes me think of Ferris Bueller, of all things.
I think that's
it's weird. It's tangential.
No. I mean, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. And
I also think that that autumn is the best feeling season. I don't care where you are. If you're in Colorado, even actually, I don't know about Seattle, Texas, what that feels like. But even in like Southern California, Davenport, Iowa, there's a feeling that comes with autumn.
There is, absolutely, no matter where you are.
You know, and it's amplified in some places and kind of mild and, you know, subtle in other places. But the feeling of autumn is nice.
My favorite season is autumn, fall. And I'm not really sure why, but I think that it might be your favorite season too, the way you're talking about it. School notwithstanding, the cooler temperature, you know, I like all the leaves. I think it's very pretty. I like being warm when it's cold around me, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, it's cold, but you're wearing something warm. And in winter, it's either you're just bundled up too much or not enough. You can't get that happy medium. In spring, you know, whatever, you're just horny. Don't want to wear anything at all. But in summer, of course, you're too hot. But in fall, it's just perfect, the temperature. And I like all the death. I like the death stuff, you know, the Halloween and the death and the murder and the chaos and the bloodletting and the, you know, cannibalism and all that stuff. It's just so homey to me. It feels good. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I was born in November.
And we call it fall too, which is kind of,
that's
kind of about death and the end and,
well, yeah, the, you know, the leaves are
fall
falling.
Of summer, and the leaves are falling because they're dying. And
I think it's a really lame name. I mean, honestly, we call it fall. Why call it fall? Because a leaf fell. We call it fall. It's like, what's summer? I don't know. Drip. Why? Because sweat dripped off my nose. So okay, summer's drip, autumn is fall. What's winter? I don't know. Fuck. Because I'll be fucked if I'm going to... Yeah, it's cold. And spring is fuck again, because that's all we want to do in the spring.
You know, fall also has my favorite holidays.
Yeah.
Halloween is my favorite, just because I like the movies, and I like...
Yeah.
I don't even dress up or anything anymore. We've talked about that on previous horror episodes.
And we will again soon.
Yeah, but I just like it. Everything is... There's Halloween shit everywhere. There's candy in all the stores. I'm not even a big candy fan, but I like the whole ambiance that appears.
Yeah.
And jack-o'-lanterns. Love them.
They're all
and
great.
I like Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Even more than... Is that in fall or is that in winter, technically?
Well,
that's
I think
fall thing, isn't it?
Doesn't winter...
It's got the fall imagery.
I think, does winter officially start on the solstice? I mean, that's pretty late in December. I don't know. I'll look it up. I'll do it quietly. Okay. When does... Oh, you can hear that, can't you? When does... Because I can hear it. Winter starts.
It's so annoying, dude. Oh,
I know.
Gosh.
Yeah, winter officially starts on the solstice, which is December. So, yeah, Thanksgiving is faux show in the fall. And, yeah, it makes sense because Thanksgiving, it's, you know, the colors and the oranges and the browns and the turkeys and the potatoes and the fall harvest,
yeah,
right?
All
harvest.
The imagery is autumnal.
It's autumnal. It's the best. And so I really like it a lot. And I started autumn with a trip to a farm. And this is the truth. My wife and I and my son went to a kind of a children's amusement park slash farm where you go in and there's like, oh, here's a barn with some goats in it you can pet, and here's a really shitty roller coaster that takes about 3 seconds, and here's, you know, a big pile of hay to jump in. And actually it was a lot of fun, except for one thing. As you're driving in, this is true, as you're driving into this place, there's this long ass driveway. First of all, you got to drive way outside of town, right? Because it's an actual farm. And then you go down this long ass highway, or driveway rather, and there's this picket fence that runs along. It's got to be at least a quarter mile before you get to the property itself. And just dangled all over this fence the whole way in are all these scarecrows. And you see one, you go, hey, look, buddy, to your toddler son. Buddy, it's a scarecrow. And he's like, oh. And then you see another one, and then another, and then another, and it starts to be creepy. And you see 5 and 8 and 12 and 14. And then you're like, okay, I'm done with this. And then you go inside the park, and they're every fucking place, Joe. These scarecrows were everywhere. And they're all like with the sweet little smiles, and they're fake ass scarecrows. They couldn't scare shit. But I was getting super freaked out. I could only imagine this place at night, you know, with the weird lighting and the harvest moons up in the sky there. And just everywhere you look, these fucking scarecrows. And I'm just thinking, okay, what if I was like bombed out of my skull on like Colt 45 and weed, walking through this place middle of the night? I guarantee you, just those things, just, okay, me, Colt 45, a bunch of weed, oh, and a reasonably hot chick who's more or less underdressed for the weather, put those things together and a serial killer will spawn out of like the nothingness. They just would appear, right?
Because the situation is so perfect.
Yeah,
set the scene, and so a serial killer materializes just because it's so appropriate. Yeah,
absolutely, and it was probably one dressed like a scarecrow, like one of those scarecrows, or each one, like that's how he moves across the park and like chases us because he takes on. He's like, I'm going to be that scarecrow. Rawr, I'm going to be this one. Rawr, and then he kills us.
You know, I predicted before we started. I'm like, okay, it's fall. The Halloween show is coming up, which is like a lot of fun. Our horror episodes, I have a lot of fun with that. And yeah, just anticipating it, and I'm already like starting to put stuff together for that show.
Yeah.
I look forward to that. And I'm like, you know what? I know that Jason and I are going to start talking about Halloween-y stuff.
Halloween-y stuff,
we won't be able to help ourselves. And right away, it's scarecrows and serial killers and goth bitches.
Yeah, well, this place,
sexy bumblebees. Did you bring up sexy bumblebees? There was a scantily clad woman. Was she dressed like a bumblebee?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. It was me, and it was this woman that I met. She's one of those bikini baristas, and we're not involved because I'm married and I'm happily married. But I was on my way to a church meeting, and she like, her car broke down, and so I said I'd give her a ride, but we took a wrong turn. We went into this place, and I was, you know, scared. And so she said, well, here, have some weed. And then I said, well, here's have some Colt 45. And she said, why? I'm like, this is the only way I could ever drive a Kia is when I'm drunk on Colt 45. And so that's just one thing led to another. Not one thing led to another, like in terms of, you know, bodies and stuff, but like one thing led to another in terms of being in this haunted scarecrow farm. That's what I'm saying.
I appreciate your explanation, because I'm like, hey.
Yeah, but she wasn't dressed like she was dressed like a sexy bumblebee, because the bikini barista was on her way to a costume party.
Ah.
And the reason why she was dressed like a sexy bumblebee is because the party was at a club called The Hive.
Nice.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a good name for a club? Like for like a... The Hive? Yeah.
It's such a good name for a club that I bet if you looked it up and tapped loudly on your keyboard, you would find that there is a club somewhere in the United States. It's not even, I mean, within the borders of the continental United States, I bet there's a place called The Hive, or two or three.
The first one I found is in Edinburgh, which is, what's that? Another country.
Texas?
Ireland. And then there's the Hive nightclub in Kingston. Where's Kingston? Ooh. The club Hive shut down after a fatal shooting for operating illegally. And that's it. So it says for operating illegally. There's one in Copenhagen.
The Hive.
Yeah. There's
Imagine one in those places.
In Queens.
On Halloween.
Yeah.
How many sexy bumblebees show up at those places?
If I was a bouncer at the Hive and you came rolling in and you were not dressed like a sexy bumblebee, I would be like, get out. No, I wouldn't say anything. I would just glare, because that's what they do, bouncers. They just glare. And, like, put the red velvet rope in front of you and shake your head like this. Well, you can't see it because it's a podcast, but... Nope.
So, you really did see all these scarecrows, though. And I did. Thought it was cool. Did it freak your kid out?
He didn't notice all, anything. All he
wanted, you already said he was fine.
Yeah, he didn't give a damn. He was just like, he just wanted to go ride the rides and have a good time. And it was fun, you know, we saw the animals there, and I really do, I like the fall, because fall is, you know, I mean, this farm scarecrow is notwithstanding, you know, the fair. There's always, the fair is in the fall, right? The county fair, mm-hmm. or the state fair, whatever. I love going to those. I love looking at the animals and the rides and the greasy food and the, you know, shitty music. Yeah, and school. I was never one of these kids who hated school, so you're right. And they're like, fall's here, it's time for school. I was like, bring it on. I'm Nerd Central right here, boy. Let's do this. Fifth grade. Suck it.
Well, and it's not just school. It makes me think of work, too.
Oh,
I mean, most people work all the way through the summer, but, like, you know, summer vacation. Labor Day is like the, you know, is bringing in the fall, bringing in the autumn, and it makes me think of work.
Yeah.
But I think about work all the time because I'm always working.
You're always
like
working.
Most adults are.
One of the things that I like but about this, you, Joe.
Tis the season to kind of,
yeah,
I don't know, be aware of work. It's Labor Day.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of, you just reminded me of something. I finally figured out what my Patronus is.
What is your Patronus?
My Patronus is Liam Neeson. And what are those things in Harry Potter that, like, suck the happiness out of you? What are those things called? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man. I do know what you're talking about.
And that's why you need a Patronus, right?
And what is a Patronus?
A Patronus is like your spirit guardian animal thing. You know, like Harry Potter's Patronus was like a bird or a dragon or some fuck up shit. I don't remember. And
what if your Patronus is just an asshole?
Well, what do you mean, like a person who's an asshole, or just a large, like rectum?
No, it's your Patronus.
Okay. Dementors. That's who they are. So
Dementors.
I'm pretty cool. I don't need my Patronus 99% of the time. But for me, my symbolic Dementor is people who fucking mention fucking Christmas anytime before fucking December. And that's when I bring out my Patronus. And my Patronus is Liam Neeson, and he punches them in the face.
Yes, Liam Neeson. Punching just, motherfuckers in the face.
And just now you said 'tis the season. I know you weren't, like, bringing up Christmas, but I could hear this behind me. I could hear the rumble. It's like a special set of skills. And I was like, oh, no. Neeson, just chill, bud. He's my cousin. That's not what he meant. He just stepped back. That's cool, though. So I just figured.
It is kind of weird, though, because you see all the Halloween shit is already out.
Yeah.
And there's no Thanksgiving shit out there. But I feel like the Christmas shit is already creeping in. And it's like, you go into a store and there's like Christmas shit competing with Halloween shit. Seems just wrong. The two don't mix well.
No.
You don't want to look one direction, see like a jack-o'-lantern, and then turn the other direction, see Santa Claus smiling at you. It's not right.
No. I think that the, like, in as much as the fall is my favorite, and then it's right at the end of it when it's done, you've got Christmas, which I got to be honest with you, is one of my least favorite. Like, I'm not saying I hate it. I'm just saying if I mean, there's a reason Liam Neeson is my Patronus. I guess that's all I'm saying. But autumn, I love autumn. I love the leaves and the football and the hot cocoa and the cider, apple cider and.
Oh yeah, you're into the football too. That's a big thing for most people. I'm not a football fan, so I don't get the joy of football like a lot of people do. And I do feel like I miss out on that, but it's too late for me, really. Yeah.
Actually, I've not been watching as much football this season as I would like. We've been kind of busy, but just the school spirit and all that shit and crap and stuff, and I don't know, I like it, and I like, mostly I like the silence that comes when I can't think of anything and the podcast just dies.
Well, you know what, though? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the holiday prep episode.
Holiday
where we
prep.
Start thinking of the holidays.
And holidays to come, yes.
In a boring fashion, pontificating about the imagery and the feelings of the holiday season.
So, in as much as we are talking about the fall and don't have much else to talk about, I did want to bring up some of the things that happened to me or happened that have been going on, and also I think you did as well. At the beginning of the show, you mentioned something, I can't remember what it was, about like, okay, I'll just say this, and then you tell me if it relates to whatever it was I think I'm remembering.
Okay.
Just real quick, I don't remember a single thing about last episode, episode 84.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you could tell. I don't know if our listener could tell, but I was foobard squared by the end of the show.
It was apparent.
Okay. By the end of the
show. No, apparent was on the show.
That's
my
true.
Dad.
Yeah. Double barrel was on.
Parent, not, yeah, just one parent.
Yeah, was on a the parent. Show.
But yes, it was clear that you had some drinks. I thought it was funny anyway. Okay. Listen back to it.
It's a miracle that the show got posted at all. And again, I do not remember anything, and I'm still suffering from that. I'm like, you know how like when you do a lot of heroin in like one place, and then you go somewhere else and try to do heroin, and it doesn't feel as good. You need to be in your place, right? Well, I'm having like the opposite effect. Like I'm back in my heroin place. I'm podcasting, so I'm feeling what I felt last week. But I don't remember, and so that's why I'm stroking out like every other sentence here.
Well, I know that you don't listen to the show, but on a show where you don't remember doing it, does that ever tempt you to go back and listen to it, or are you just like, oh God, no, I don't want to hear what did I even say? I don't even want to know. Where are you coming from when you think about a show that you can't remember?
I'm thinking maybe I should always drink this much so I never remember. The thing I was going to bring up actually relates to this, and it's this. My kid started preschool. He's going to a co-op preschool. That means that parents have to participate, and so my wife participates. He goes 2 days a week, and she goes with him 1 day a week, and she helps with the teaching and all that crap. And the school, the people, they're all very involved, and they're like, we're going to have a book club, and our first book we're going to read is The Gift of Imperfection, and it's one of these feel-good books about how accept yourself the way you are and learn to love and laugh. And I just finished a day, and you know, I mean, it's got some points that are, you know, good to think about, like, you know, don't beat yourself up, and it's, you know, don't try to be a perfectionist, and you know, if you're working your ass off to be happy and that's not making you happy, stop working your ass off and just be happy, you know, that kind of thing. Be your own true self, and one of the big things that the lady who wrote this book, she researches shame, and she's like, if there's something that you're ashamed of, the best way to overcome it is to share that with someone. Go and tell somebody, hey, I jerked off an airplane bathroom one time, and then when they say, what the fuck's wrong with you, you're like, oh, I feel so much better now, you know.
Well, that's then you're just bragging.
Yeah, I guess that's not really something to be shameful but proudful of. So I am ashamed of what I did last week or what I think I might have done. And so listening to the show would ramp up that shame. So clearly, although I've read this book, there's no fucking way I'm taking this lady's advice. I'm not sharing that shit with nobody. Nobody. Especially myself.
Well, it is out on the internet.
Yeah. I don't care if other people do it. I'm not embarrassed. That's different. I'm not embarrassed. I'm ashamed. I'm proud, but I'm ashamed. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's been several shows where I was really too drunk to. I shouldn't have had a microphone in front of me. It's not right.
I think you should have had two microphones in front of you.
I felt shame in those situations.
Did you? Did you share that with somebody? Like one of your. See, I think one of the things that your wife probably likes about you is one of the things I like about you the most is that every time I see you, you smell like Taco Bell. And I just. It makes me so. I like it. So did you, like, share that shame with your Taco Bell people? You're like.
We only have one listener at a time, but I have, you know, I have a group of people in Davenport and around the country that one by one might listen to the show. So I have no choice but to, I mean, you post the shit no matter what. Fucking ruthless. I mean, I begged you not to post it. You do it anyway. So, I mean, me sharing a shameful show, and that's sharing a shameful show for sure. Yeah, it's been rough, but I think it's good for me, actually.
Yeah.
Because when you hear yourself drunk, you hear that back, it's like, it hurts, and it makes you want to be like, next time I do the show, I'd like to rein that in a little bit. It improves my prep for the show and my goal for my demeanor on the show.
See, that's
it is an embarrassing thing to hear yourself drunk. And then it makes you think, a bunch of people get together and they get drunk together and they don't realize that they all sound like fucking idiots. They don't get it because they're all together.
Yeah.
But when you hear somebody drunk when you're sober, it's very clear. And I think everybody's had that situation where you show up and a bunch of people are drunk and you're like, oh my God, these people sound like idiots. They're droning on. They don't make any sense, but they all seem to understand each other's language.
Well, I think that weird. I don't think that it's necessarily understanding each other's language. Like, I keep coming back to the toddler thing, but I watch my almost 3-year-old play with another almost 3-year-old, and it looks like they're playing together, but when you watch and realize, no, they're not really playing together. They're just, we call it parallel play.
They're parallel playing. That's what drunk people do.
Exactly. They're just like, hey, you remember that time you said that I had to buy a canoe and your mom wouldn't give me the money? Oh, yeah, that was when I had rickets. No, I had tickets to the basketball game. Yeah, and then she said, and it is, there's two conversations going on, and both of them are into it, like the other guy's replying to him, but he's not. Like, one guy's talking about a canoe, another guy's talking about basketball tickets, and it's just, it's parallel.
And there's this illusion of connection.
Yeah.
And like, and feeling deep intimacy, but it's kind of a joke. Though I think people around, you know, 3-4 drinks, that's not a joke. People, the inhibitions have been lifted, and people are actually a little bit more open with their feelings. So it's not, it only becomes bullshit once people are plastered. And then
there's a happy area where it's, and that's this book, this whole being authentic. It's like, I think basically what she's saying is get just a little bit drunk, because then, you know, your inhibitions go away and you're your authentic self. You're like, you know what? I like MILF porn. I'm sorry, but I had 3 beers, so that's who I am. And you ain't gonna accept me. I accept me.
I think it would be great if you said what you just said, like, at a podium on a microphone in front of, like, 25,000 people.
It would be great.
It would just be – because the whole crowd would just be looking at each other like, who the fuck – what is this? What?
I could get up there and be like, all right, before we have the valedictorian give a speech about how he's a nerd, I'm going to tell you something that Ricardo Gonzalo, Pedro Monty Marino, KSG told me. He said, buddy, you have a fantasy, and it's – and every man is an island. Huh? And I would just stare at them, eyes wide, like, what the fuck did I just say? Authentic self.
Now, we were talking last episode that
bunch of bullshit. Sorry.
I always talk about shit. Idiot.
Yeah, well, you mean shit like shit?
Yes, poop. I talk about poop all the time.
Yeah.
We were talking about that, how it's a limit of mine, and things just keep coming back to poop.
You don't just talk about poop. Sometimes you talk about pee.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, whenever I hear somebody say something kind of silly, I have that. I have this image of them saying it at a podium into a microphone in front of a large, confused crowd. And I also think that would be – let's say somebody was up on a podium and they were giving a riveting speech that was really meaningful and the whole crowd was just entranced. That's a perfect time to fart really loud. I just wanted to bring it back to poop.
I wonder if there's a way, I mean, it's, I wish I had more skills. I could, like, real quick put up on the YouTube somebody giving a speech and then on another YouTube just fart sounds. I mean, I could try, but, I mean, what's a famous invigorating speech? Do you know one off the top of your head? Like, I could Google famous ass speeches. Let's do famous ass speeches. Famous ass speeches. Speeches. I'm typing.
And then,
it right now.
And then once you give me an idea of a good speech, we'll have to do it on another show, because now that the only way the fart is funny in a situation like that is because you had no idea it was coming.
That's true.
And your brain is is in this spot where it's like inspired and totally focused on this narrative.
Yeah.
Coming from this speaker, and you're in this huge crowd and everybody feels the same way. And if you knew a fart was coming, it would ruin the whole thing.
Yeah,
but see,
yeah, it wouldn't be as good.
If it's unexpected, it's really funny. Takes you completely out of this meaningful moment into absurdity.
And, well, I think the first several times you wouldn't realize. I mean, like the first fart, you'd be like, "Wait, did that just happen?" And then if they kept going, that would be like, that would be why it would be funny. I think we can do this. Let's see if I can find a speech that I like. This could be good. All right, here we go. I got to turn this up though, so you can actually hear it. Right.
Oh, is this somebody else giving a speech? You're not going to read it. You're going to.
So much prosperity and social progress, with so little internal crisis and so few external threats. Never before have we had such a blessed opportunity, and therefore such a profound obligation to build the more perfect union of our founders' dreams.
Well, you're just fucking tickled pink by this. I'm not gonna laugh at this. This is so cheap, and I love it. I fucking love it. Here, let me try. Is that Bill Clinton?
Yeah, that was Bill Clinton.
Can I fart that, please?
Oh, you want to fart it? I just played a fart track. You want to do your own farts? Dude, you're awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to do my own farts.
You're going to do your own farts. Okay, quality podcasting. Let me see if I can find that speech again. I closed the windows because it was getting too...
Wait, that wasn't you doing farts?
No, I just hit a random-ass fart track.
Wow, that's real DJ skills there.
Yeah, I just played two videos
matching the beats. I'm matching the beats of this image of you with right. Like one headphone on, you know?
No, not at all. Okay, do you want Bill Clinton or do you want somebody else?
No, I really like the Bill Clinton thing. Let me try it.
All right.
Or give me Obama.
Obama. Okay, let me find an Obama speech. How about Al Gore? Obama's. No? Okay.
That's good. The more inspiring, the better. And I wanted to say, maybe you remember this, maybe you don't. I think we were both kind of drunk on this episode, but we did. I started reading an Abraham Lincoln speech.
That's right, you did.
And the image was, I did have an Abraham Lincoln hat on, but instead of his beard, I had the accommodator on, which is a huge chin dildo. And remember, and I would do the speech, and then to accentuate certain really meaningful points, I would... flicked the dildo and it made a doing sound. This is the same type of aesthetic here,
it is,
except you know it's just real basic, simple. You can just fart, just add farts to a speech, and it just changes
good.
The whole thing.
Okay, here you go.
This is deep, dude, but I'm ready.
Of the United States, and I promised him that I wouldn't call him back this time. Now the U.S. Supreme Court has spoken. Let there be no doubt. While I strongly disagree with the court's decision, I accept it. I accept the finality of this outcome, which will be ratified next Monday in the Electoral College. And tonight, for the sake of our unity as a people and the strength of our democracy, I offer my concession.
For the workers who work here, for
families more. I can't turn the volume down. Okay, sorry about that. It was a little W. Bush there raining in the into the... Wow, we have really hit a new comedy high.
Speaking of shame.
Yeah.
But you know what? That is just juvenile humor. Yeah. It just works for me every time. It's all I need. That was probably the highlight of my week. The week has only begun, so.
That's right. Well,
maybe
I can
pop that moment. But farting a good speech is good. Let's do that again. We can either do the accommodator to an Abraham Lincoln speech. Or you can just pick any old speech and just fart it up.
Maybe we can think of other things, too. We don't have to do it right now, but we can think of other ways to, you know. This is, Joe? This is AR. This is augmented reality. We're taking things that are true and real, and we're adding a little bit of flavor, a little bit of context, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, here, let's real quick experiment. I'm just going to do this. This is going to be stupid, but bear with me. I don't know. Joe, do you have a favorite poem or thing you can speak to? Like
a favorite poem, you say?
Yeah.
Or like some monologue?
Yeah, or maybe give me some lyrics. Like, just speak the lyrics to one of your the favorite songs you wrote.
Tears don't fall in outer space. They simply lift and drift away.
You gotta keep going. No, this isn't working.
Ready.
Go for it.
No,
it isn't. Silence, or I will place an energy band over your mouth.
All right, never mind. I thought I could get away with that, but it didn't work.
Well,
right.
Speaking of YouTube stuff, well, yeah. First of all...
Yeah.
I was singing... I've been trying to think up a new... Let's get meta here just for a minute.
Yeah, let's get...
I've been trying to... Yeah. God, so,
the sound wave on that is so beautiful. It is every time it's a penis. It just, no matter what we're doing, we stop.
The sound wave, the wave file looks, the wave form looks like a penis?
Yeah, every time, because like we're talking and that's kind of a round fuzzy thing, and then we stop and the meta just goes and it's just a smooth kind of, and then at the end it's kind of a little bump up. So it's just a total ball sack shaft and head. It's just,
That is so rock and roll.
Ooh, that time it looks like a sword, which is a penis, so. Yeah. But you were saying.
Oh my God, bouncing around here, but one of my favorite things, I think I've altered it in my brain, but like the whole association between like rock and cock, you know, like rock is supposed to be some like sexual power. There's, you know.
Yeah.
there's this movie called Role Models, I think is what it's called. It's like Paul Rudd. And Stifler, what's his name? Stifler.
Oh yeah, where they adopt that black kid. Yeah.
Yeah, and Stifler's like playing pinball again. I think I've completely morphed this into something completely different, but he's like the worst role model ever, and it cracks me up because this kid's like he's listening to Kiss, right? And there's this little kid that he's like, "Who's this?" And he goes, "Kid," and he's playing pinball, and he's like, "This is Kiss. You never heard of Kiss?" And they're like. The kid's like, no, what is Kiss? Like, well, it's a bunch of Jews that dressed up like space clowns and wrote songs about their dicks.
All right, let me see if I can find it. All right, here it is.
What do you want, asshole? Actually, we need your help.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, they're just dressing up like Kiss. Shoot, that's not what I wanted. No, that's not
and
what you want.
Again, a lot of movies that I think are funny, I'll watch them a few times, or the really funny parts, I'll rewind them, and I'll actually know
clowns.
The lines.
Kiss? You don't know who Kiss is?
No, never heard of them. They look like idiots to me.
No, dude, these are four of the smartest guys who ever lived. They're these Jewish guys that grew up in New York, and they put on guitars and makeup to get girls, and all their songs are about fucking.
I'm listening.
Seriously, this song is called Love Gun, and it's about Paul Stanley's dick. Now this girl's gonna get some of his dick.
Okay, see? The writing was... If I were writing, you heard my version of it.
Yeah. Which
a bunch of Jewish guys dressed up like space clowns write songs about the cocks. Well, you know, I was getting
yours,
there.
Yours but, was... It was... You Joe-ified it. Dare I say, you re-obscenitized it. It was
perfect. Hey, and that, oh my God, okay, that brings me back to what I was talking about before.
Yeah.
We're really bouncing around here, but
we're doing is being really, really meta.
It's a black meta fuck hole.
Yeah, and so I'm doing a bunch of prep, not for this show, but like as the Halloween show comes up, and you know, during the holidays, there's a bunch of, I like to do a bunch of prep. And what I'd like to do is obscenitize another song. I'm having a hard time coming up with songs to obsceniticize, and I'm like, well, maybe I should reach back into the archives, because for this started when I was 12.
Yes, you know, that's what you said.
With my friends, and there's just we've been doing this for a long time, and I'm like, well, maybe I should do one of the ones from like my teenage years, and you know, do it up real nice. And actually this calls back to one came to mind. That's why I was singing Donkashane.
Okay.
At the beginning. And actually, Ferris Bueller sang Donkashane in the movie.
Dude, you're giving me a podcast engineering hard on.
Well, and this we did write lyrics. My friend Wes and I were like suddenly, because it's always been funny to me, the idea of donkey, you know, donkey dicks and donkey sex. Yeah, it's just so, just seems so crude.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mean to disparage donkey kind, but it just donkey sex is like, oh my God, you know? And so I remember one day, I don't know if it was Wes or me, all of a sudden one of us had Donkey Shane in our head. Mm-hmm. And then this came out. It was like, donkey shame, darling, donkey shame. When it tore your ass, what a mess. I confess, fuck this, donkey shame. Now, see, that's at the beginning of that. That's not a very sophisticated obscenitizing of a song.
It's but pretty good.
Maybe I can put it in a little montage of partially obscenitized songs, but anyway, donkey shame.
I think.
Hey, and we were talking about shame too.
Exactly.
Just bring it all together.
Bring it all together.
For some reason, the end of that makes me laugh. Where you go, where it tore you, where it tore your ass. What a mess. I confess. Fuck this. I don't know. I don't know why. That was just for me, everyone.
Just for you.
Thank you.
Hey, we all do things that are just for ourselves, and that's what being authentic to your real self. No, being an authentic self and you're mindful. Wait, if you embrace your inner fuck ups and learn to love them the way you love your fucked out. No, I don't remember. I read the book today, but I was really drunk. So,
well, I can tell you this: I think I've become more sophisticated when I incorporate donkey dicks into my songs and humor now.
I think that if
that was that was the beginning. That was the beginning of the evolution. Wasn't very sophisticated, but donkey dicks still appear, and I think it's a more artistic kind of incorporation.
You know how you always imagine when people say something crazy, them being up on a podium in front of 25,000 people? Sometimes I always imagine the alter ego to somebody who and it's an evil alter ego and they're in charge of something. Like, it just occurred to me that there's probably somebody in the record industry and he's like the anti Weird Al, right? He's like Serious Al, and he sits there, and whenever somebody comes in and says, hey, we got this hot new act, he sits there and he goes, is there a way to change their song so that it's appropriate about donkey dicks? And if the answer is no, he's like, no record. But the answer is yes, like, you can record their record. He's in charge. Every song, and then if you go back in history, you'll see every top 40 hit ever, there's a way for it to be about donkey dicks. Every single one.
You could interpret it that way.
Yeah, sometimes it's a stretch.
If you know how to listen to it.
Yeah, sometimes it's a stretch, but most of the time, you know, most of the time you can do. I'm looking up right now the top 40 songs to see how many of them are about donkey dicks. I mean, I don't know a lot about donkey dicks, but I think I know enough to be able to see that. Okay, so I'm going to read you song titles, and I want you to think donkey dick while I'm doing it. Okay, here we go. Ready? Better Now. Better Now. You're thinking about donkey. Better Now. Okay. Girls Like You. Donkey dick. Back to You. Donkey dick. Young Blood. Okay. Number 6. I Like It. Now think about that joke. Number 9, No Brainer. Okay. Number 11, I'm not making this up, Joe. I'm a Mess.
Okay.
Okay. Number 14, Mine. It's about donkey dicks.
Okay, here, start over, and I'm going to give you the statement that ties in each title with donkey dicks.
Okay. Okay, I didn't even see number 1. Number 1 is Love Lies.
Love lies deep in the shaft of a donkey dick.
There you go. Better Now.
Once you go donkey, you never go back. Sex is better now with a donkey dick.
There you go. Girls Like You.
Girls Like You love donkey dicks. There Boom! You go.
But easy. Back to You.
Here, I'm done with this donkey dick. I'm going to pass it back to you.
Okay, I got a challenge for you. I'm not making this up. I swear to God, this is number 19 on the Billboard Top 40. And the song is called Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan?
That's what it's called.
Well, if a donkey dick was deep in Jackie Chan, even he could not escape, and he's pretty good at escaping.
Okay, well, here's number 20.
That was a stretch.
Well, no, but a see, sometimes it has to be. And number 20 is, it's called, this is really the name of the song, it's Drew Barrymore.
I'm not going there.
Well, I just, you know.
But a donkey dick is, yeah. Hey!
Hey, 22 is happier, 23 is beautiful, 24 is broken, 25 is almost love, 26 is promises.
I'm a mess. That just, you don't even need to make a comment. I mean, of course you're a mess. It was a donkey dick.
This is what music is today. I don't know if this isn't a music episode, but not that the music I listen to is any better than anybody else's, but these titles are just so freaking generic. They're just so, like... Goodbye, Happy Now, Taste, Africa, I guess that's a remake, One Day, Solo, High Hopes, Rise, Breathing, Electricity, and Body. Who's coming up with titles for these songs, Joe? So what's your song about?
Millionaires.
I guess, yeah, they're richer than I am, that's for sure. But this is the music episode, like you said, it's the Donkey Dick episode.
Apparently so, wow.
We don't have too much time left, which is probably for the best. Okay.
There was something I wanted to bring up.
Pee?
No.
Up-sanitizing songs?
It's just something to make us laugh.
Something to up-sanitize. Well, pee makes me laugh. I mean, not like in and of itself, but there are pee situations that I find amusing. I don't know if that's true either.
Bodily waste is funny, and so are dicks, and pee incorporates both. So,
yeah.
From a humor standpoint,
I think
pee is a good thing.
Right now, we're at the point where... On planet Earth, I want to say 47% of the pee comes from dicks, I think.
Yeah, about right.
Yep, something like that. So, you can't remember what it was you wanted to talk about?
I can remember.
Okay, go.
So, my intro was about plums.
Yeah.
Well, that's just something that makes me laugh every time I see it. I didn't come up with it because Will Ferrell is super funny, way funnier than I'll ever be. And he came up with that plums thing, and it's one of those YouTube videos that I watch if I'm feeling down. And I think that we should listen to it together and just have Will Ferrell laugh at us. And all you got to do is look for, like, Will Ferrell plums.
Okay, here
plums,
we go.
Plums, Will Ferrell.
Really? Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can.
Joe?
I can feel it all the way down to my plums. Getting all swollen. With a light blue hue to them. Fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. All the school children are lining up to put them in the sack lunches. Hey, that plum looks good. Can I trade it for your Twinkie? No, these are my plums. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean? All the while. Everyone say...
Now, this is here. Hit pause really quick.
Yeah.
These are some of my favorite things, and Will Ferrell is great for this. Yeah. I like this even better than his movies. He'll be in scenes, and people – he can't contain himself, and the people that are trying and failing to act with him can't handle it. Like, the shit that he's coming up with is so out there. Anyway, so look, they can't get through this.
Yeah, here we go.
I want the juice to spill down. Okay. If I recall correctly, my plums, beautiful bluish hue, the sun just dancing right off of them, just nice. Getting ready to take them to market. Feel it down in my plums.
It gets better. Let it go.
All right, I'm gonna let it go. Why not?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. Special two plums for one.
Anyway, I thought you might like that.
Oh, yeah.
I can feel it.
The fucking
down.
Plums.
When you were doing that, though, it reminded me of the very first podcast I ever listened to serially. And if I remember, it was called Britpod. It was four guys, two British guys, an American guy, and another guy who was Scandinavian of some kind, I don't know. The Scandinavian guy had a thick accent. The American guy was really funny. He's a video gamer, and he had, cerebral palsy. Not that that meant anything, except that, you know, sometimes he would talk about it. And then the two British guys, one of whom was just you know what they were? The two British guys, one was, they were both so authentically British, but not the same authentic. Like, one was the foul-mouthed, thick accent, hates everybody and everything. The other one was, like, the chubby, charming, tally-ho, sticky wicket. I don't know what I'm saying.
Like,
but anyway.
two separate, almost like caricature.
Yeah, yeah.
British styles of personality.
And they would just get on and talk. And they're just like, you know, talking about stuff. And the thing is that they all lived in America, even though two of the guys were British and one guy was whatever he was. And after they did like 50 episodes, I guess they got bored. So they decided they would just start writing radio plays and perform them on their podcast.
Nice.
So the first 10 minutes was this World War One story about this guy named Sergeant Plums. And apparently...
Okay.
For these British guys, that was hilarious, because that would be like if we had a guy named Sergeant Testicles. So for them, Sergeant Plums or Sergeant Plum or somebody, and people were always saying, God, Joe, this is like 25 years ago, so I don't know if whenever podcast started, I don't know if I'm getting this right, but the main guy was the Sergeant Plums, and the Scandinavian guy was a Nazi. Oh, some of them were war too. Anyway, and then just like it's like, we have ways of making you talk, Sergeant the Plums. Oh no, his name was Iron Plums. That's what it was.
Iron Plum.
We have ways. We will get you, Iron Plums. And he's like, yeah, you can try, mate. Oh, that was Australian, not even British. Fuck, I'm really screwing this up. Go to your internet archive.
It's great, believe me.
And listen to look up Britpod, and I don't know what those guys are doing now, but hey, if by some weird freak of nature you guys are listening to this show, I don't know why that would even be the case. You were my inspiration, and I'm sorry I fucked up the history of your brilliance.
Well, anyway, Plums cracks me up. Anytime I even hear the word Plums, I laugh, so mm-hmm. Your story was relevant.
It was nearly relevant. Do you have, Joe, in our last 2.5 minutes, do you have a thing that is your Plums? Like if somebody said, hey, Joe, this is an experience I had, and then you would say, oh, I can feel it in my, where would you feel it? Would you say Plums?
I can feel it in my Gruntalabra.
Gruntalabra. Is it with
a
little...
You know what a Gruntalabra is?
I'm assuming it's like a candelabra. Am I saying that right? Candelabra.
That's it's your Grundelabra. It's also known as the Grundle or the Taint, the Betweener, the Betwixt.
Oh. Wait, is Grundelabra its real name?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
My friend Mark came up with that, but that's just my favorite name for it, except for like the Betwixt. I like
Betwixt
that.
Is
that's
good. Yeah. Well, apparently... Okay.
I can feel it in my betwixt.
I Googled Grundelabra, and mm-hmm. I'm going to click on this. It's a picture on Flickr. Let's see who comes up, and it is, oh no. It's a picture of, you know, when you're walking through the park and there's one of these signs that says, hey, something historic here happened once, and who gives a fuck, but we use money to give you the sign instead of feeding the homeless. You know one of those signs? It's a picture of one of those.
Yeah, but what is a Grundelabra if it isn't a taint? You're telling me it taint a Grundelabra?
No, I think what it is this guy's username is Grundelabra.
Oh, Grundelabra,
and that's why it came
great.
Up. Yeah. Awesome. And his real name, I'm going to say it, I don't give a fuck. His real name is Michael Burton, and he took this picture on October 26th in the fall, ding, 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 of 2014, and it's about serial homesteaders Ebenezer and Mary Bryce. All right, so...
It's great. Well, hey, you know, on a jeans episode, denim episode, as this has been, we've been bareback the whole time.
Yeah.
It's been wild. Very difficult. We've bounced all over the fucking place, but I like to challenge you at the end of these episodes. Can you can you explain the thread of association and take us back through the episode from topic to topic and get to the beginning through association?
Okay,
I know that putting you on the spot here, that's pretty hardcore.
So let's see. Grundalabra, Taint, Plums, Feeling with Plums, Something You Wanted to Talk About, Meta Fuckhole, Fuckhole Meta, Black Meta Fuckhole Meta, what was before that? Feelings and P, and I don't think I'm going to be able to do this, Joe, and we also talked about...
Well, let me see if I can take it from there.
Yeah.
I think it's shortly before Plums and Black Meta Fuckhole, where we're talking about... Well, Plums is related to Dick, and we're talking about Rock and Roll Dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Dick, songs about Dick,
yeah,
which is Kiss.
Yes.
But we got to Dick because, I don't know if it was before or after Donkey Dick, but that was about half the show, was Donkey Dick.
Yeah.
And then what was before Donkey Dick?
Before Donkey Dick, which is a just great sentence. What was before Donkey Dick?
And I really was curious.
You were gonna obscenitize something, and you're gonna Donkey Dick Donkashane.
Right, I Donkey Dicked Donkashane.
Yeah, you donkey. And before, how did you? I think we were just trying to look for something to talk about because we had a pretty harsh transition into.
No, because Donkashane
obscenitized
shame. that was connected somehow to Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller.
Bueller.
Because of school,
thumbed his nose at school,
and you liked that.
School was about fall.
That was how you liked to think of school, because of fall. And like I was talking about how much I like fall because I like school, and I was a nerd. And my son goes to a co-op school. Somehow that's in there.
And your son walked with you through a field or a row of scarecrows.
Yeah,
which was the first stories.
One of the first things.
The show.
Yeah, I think we made a leap there, though. There was something about my son going to the co-op. I mentioned... Oh, because of this book, Being Authentic and the Gift of Insectional Perfection. In, having sex with a perfectionist. No, wait. Oh, God. Kids, if you can avoid being old like me, I highly recommend it. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, there was barely a thread of association there.
Autumn. And then we talked about autumn. Oh, didn't we also Donkey Dick music... Like the top 40. We donkey dicked the top 40.
Yeah, we spent a while on
We donkey dicked the
dicks.
Top 40. We should do that like once a
We donkey dicked the top 40. Wow.
Okay, I have to write that down so I can put it in the show notes. We donkey dicked the top 40.
And I don't know how this fits in. We were farting speeches.
Fart speeches!
And we're also talking about dildoing Abraham Lincoln speeches.
Yeah.
That connects with dicks.
Yes. Okay, so I can't remember the thread, but we remember all the pieces parts. So, farting speeches. I'm writing that down, too. Because what
well,
I like to
Jason,
do...
Well, Jason, it's been terrible.
I don't know. I mean...
No, I'm just kidding. That was fun.
I mean, you know... I think that there's probably an algorithm that something about your level of sobriety... My level of sobriety, the relevant interest of the topic at hand. I mean, autumn is a pretty fucking boring topic. I mean, we did awesome with it, but it's not the most... It's not like we're talking about nipples. Like, do a whole show about nipples. Everyone's like, oh, I love them. You know, but... You know, that algorithm somehow, I think we did okay, all things considered.
Not bad. And I was going to bring this up earlier, but I actually poured 3 cups of coffee...
Yeah.
And lined them up in front of me because I was falling asleep on the couch before we started to record. So I was like, three cups of coffee in a row.
Dude, you're not going to sleep till Thursday.
Yeah. Well, I've been smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee, so I'm surprised I haven't farted for real.
Oh, that's right. Cigarettes make you fart.
Yeah. We went over that in the episode that you can't remember.
That's right. You can't remember it. I mean, I can't remember it. What were we talking about?
Well, cigarettes make you fart, and cigarettes make you regular, and those are the only health benefits.
That's right. Okay. I remember you said that you talked about that. I don't remember that. Oh, I'm really tired.
I am really looking forward to this episode posting because I want to be surprised by what the what the name of the episode is going to be. What the hell could it possibly
be? I told you what it's going to be. Do you want me to tell you again, or do you want to be really surprised?
I want to be surprised.
Okay, I won't tell you.
Is it donkey dicking the top 40?
I know. But that's good, though. I mean, that it would have been. Because if that's all we did. But we did. We did some. That was short. Right?
Oh,
Sock,
wow. I didn't do my screamy thing or anything.
Here, do it now.
Donkey dick!
Perfect.